fear is the dream killer. Not just of one dream or your favorite dream, of all of your dreams. I have a story that I want to share with you that will give you a better idea of exactly what I mean when I say this. And it's actually something that happened yesterday. If you are new to the channel, my name is Bogdan. I love coffee, as you can probably already notice. And this is basically what I do. And yesterday I was talking to this gentleman who wanted to start his own real estate business. His family was already in the real estate business. They have been investing a lot. They had a lot of experience with that. But the problem is that he was still in the teacher mindset. So I showed him exactly what the steps literally are to build a community of his ideal investors. He basically wanted to gather people around and crowdsource investments and make it a lot more fair in terms of the fees that people usually pay for this types of investments. However, he loved what I shared with him, except for one thing. The one thing he did not love was actually starting. No matter how I try to show him that it's not as hard as he thinks. It's not something that he needs to do more research on. That it's something that you just start. I'll give you an exact example of what I shared with him. So step number one for him to get a bit more familiar with this new identity of being an entrepreneur would be to build a community of investors, starting with his friends, the people in his circle, and then branching out, building this community outside of the people he knows. And serving that community for, let's say, 2 or 3 months, continuously adding value and asking them questions, more and getting more information about what the problems are that they perceive the problems are when it comes to investing, what are their concerns, what would be an incredible offer that they would not say no to. And then when the time was right, create an event where he would say, hey guys, you know what, I actually found these amazing properties. I think they're really, really nice. I'm looking for 10 people that can invest starting with this amount of money minimum. Easy, right? It's simple. Let me know in the comments if you feel like this is a complicated strategy or if this thing that I just mentioned doesn't make sense. So I said, let's get started, right? Let's do this together. He's like, yeah, I don't know, but what if it's not going to work? And like, okay, great. What would need to happen for this thing to not work? He's like, I don't know what would need to happen. I'm not sure. That's a great question. So when somebody, like, logically speaking, the thing makes sense, and you cannot come up with the reason why the thing doesn't make sense, the only answer to not taking action on the thing is fear. And I showed it to him. I tried reflecting that to him in many different ways, saying, look, if this makes sense, it's just that you're afraid, and I get it. It's a big transition from being a teacher to an entrepreneur. I understand. But the fact is, if you can teach, you can also implement this step-by-step system as well, right? But unfortunately, his self-doubt, his fears were so much bigger than his goals. And I've seen this so many times. I've had these conversations with people so many times when, you know, I'm good at what I do, needless to say. But no matter how good I am, I will never be able to be better than somebody else's decision to stick with their fears, no matter what. I'll give you another example. I had a conversation, I think, 2 years ago with, or a year and a half ago, something like that, with this gentleman. And he said, look, I quit my job. I went all into coaching and I'm struggling to get clients. I said, great, look, I can help you with this. He ended up saying no to working with me. He said yes to another coach who was a lot more famous than myself and had many more testimonials. But the problem with most coaching programs is that they heavily focus either on the strategies and they don't really give you the confidence you need to actually implement these strategies, right? Because just like with the previous example, he didn't need more strategies. The strategies was there. The strategy was simple. What he needed was the confidence. But without him taking the step, at least the first step, I cannot amplify your confidence, right? If there's nothing to amplify, there's no confidence to amplify, I cannot help you, right? You need at least some level of confidence, some level of self-trust, of self-belief. And for the previous example, it wasn't there. But circling back to our second example. Hey, this is Bogdan. Apologies for the interruption, but I really need your help. I'm honestly feeling a bit weird saying this, but every single person that I know, from friends, clients, to people that I talk to online, they're all saying the same thing. They're saying, I do not understand how this content is not reaching more people because it's so valuable. And honestly, instead of me feeling happy about it, like, wow, I'm putting out great stuff, it actually makes me feel, every time I hear that, it makes me feel like I'm doing something wrong. I mean, like, what is it about this content that it's not, you know, getting enough eyeballs and, you know, it's not reaching as many people as possible? I personally want to help as many people as possible. And if you feel like this is valuable, like this content is valuable, this is what you could do to kind of support the show and support me as well. If you take a few seconds to rate this podcast, to rate this show, that would be tremendously helpful. And also sharing it with your friends, sharing it on social media would make a huge, huge difference in us building a real freedom community together. That's it. Apologies for the interruption, and I hope you enjoy the conversation or the content moving forward. A year passes by, right? I asked him, hey, you know, did this thing work? And he was like, dude, no, I'm still in the same situation, right? I'm still struggling to get clients. And my life is the same. The thing is, his life wasn't the same. He was still struggling to get clients, but his savings were gone. Same thing with, I can go on and on. I'm going to stop here. I have a lot of examples like this. The thing that I'm getting really, because I'm really getting into Bashar's teaching, and probably I'm going to make a video about this in the future, of how I'm in the process of better understanding these metaphysical principles and applying them in my life, in my business, especially from the teachings of Bashar, because I really, really resonate with his way of teaching and his energy, or there rather, if you know what I'm talking about. And no, it's not some woke stuff. If you've been following Bashar, you know exactly what I mean, right? Let me know in the comments if you do. This idea that I got from Bashar, every single struggle that we are dealing with is coming from fear. And it's usually one core fear. And you will see this pattern. It's the fear of not being good enough. And I deal with it as well, right? My not good enough is this YouTube channel. It happened to me today, actually. I was talking to my client that was helping him out, and he said, "I do not understand why your YouTube channel is not taking off. These videos are so valuable." And whenever somebody says that, instead of feeling elated, I feel this sense of, yeah, not being good enough as well. It's like, why? And I can't really explain it, but that's really it. It's like, if I was good enough, then this channel would take off. But then I have to remind myself, wait a second. Feeling good enough has nothing to do with how many views I get. Feeling good enough, it has nothing to do with how many people I help. Feeling good enough has nothing to do with how much money I make. It has nothing to do with something happening externally. When this individual finally decided to pretend like his phone was out of battery and close the call, and I admit I made a mistake. I should have not made an offer. He did not complete his homework for our second conversation together, and that's usually a red flag. But for some reason, I chose to ignore that red flag, probably to open the door for this video. Yeah, that was definitely my mistake. So when he eventually decided to end the call, I was like, yeah, that's totally fine, right? And smiled about it. Because what makes us good enough, all of us, is the passion for making progress, showing up, doing the uncomfortable, especially when we are afraid to do it. That's what makes you good enough, and that's it. And I know that approaching life from the state of feeling good enough does make life easier. I've noticed the pattern every time in my life when I chose to feel good enough. I chose to treat life with joy, with appreciation, with gratitude, with love. Life just gave more back. And life was just so much more fun. So think of something that you've been putting off. And notice that it was because you feel that you are not good enough. Notice the moments when you are choosing to believe that you're not good enough and remind yourself of the truth. Being good enough is built in. You cannot avoid it. You cannot get rid of being good enough. Do we need to improve skills? Yes. But the fact that we can learn and improve skills is another indicator that we are good enough. Is this making sense? I'm watching the clock because in 4 minutes, we are starting day three of our marketing and mindset challenge in our school community. If you want to check it out, I highly recommend it. It's called Real Freedom Elevator. The link is below in the description. Would love to have you, especially if you're an agency owner or expert, and you can check out the recording of the challenge. It's been so powerful. Everybody's saying that they're getting so many life and business changing insights from this challenge. So yeah, check that out. Would love to have you inside. And if you've enjoyed this, if this video gave you any value, give this a like so that my clients stop telling me that I don't know why your videos are not getting more views and they're not taking off, right? We can probably do this together. Thanks for tuning in, and check out this video next if it speaks to you. And I'll see you next time. Bye-bye. Hey, I really appreciate you tuning in. If you've enjoyed this and you'd like to support us with reaching more people, like I mentioned previously, taking a few seconds to review this podcast, give it a rating, and also sharing it with friends and family would mean the world to us. Thanks again. Oh yeah, and almost forgot about this. For more insights, courses, and more powerful conversations around building a real freedom business, check out our school community. Link is in the description.